Perhaps you've seen a lot of Me Too shared on social media in recent days and wondered what that was all about. This is Lisa Berry, and in response to the Hollywood scandal involving movie mogul Harvey Weinstein and the actresses coming forward sharing stories of how they say he sexually harassed or abused them, it was suggested that all women in all walks of life share the Me Too hashtag. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to shed some local light on the situation is Barbara Neese May, Executive Director of Safe House in Washtenaw County, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide safety, support, advocacy, and resources for survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here today.
Maybe you can better explain the Me Too hashtags we're seeing. It seems like everywhere these days.
Yes, the Me Too hashtag actually started with, as you were explaining, the Harvey Weinstein situation and how people were coming onto social media saying exactly what had happened to him, naming who did it, and things like that. And social media giants were shutting that down. So the hashtag got started just to start spreading awareness in a way that it wouldn't get shut down, and that was so people could say Me Too and not necessarily go into all the details, but to really show how many people are affected by sexual assault, sexual harassment, and intimate partner violence.
Do you think people have been shocked or surprised about how many of the Me Toos there have been shared?
Yes and no. It's interesting. As I've talked to different people in different parts of my life, some people are asking me, what is this Me Too? Because they saw it on my social media, and I explained it to them. They said, oh my gosh, I had no idea so many people were affected by this. But then as I talked to my colleagues here at Safe House Center, we're not as surprised because we see, just here in Washtenaw County, we have over 5,000 survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence come see us. As well, we do talk to HR departments all over the county about how they can strengthen their policies to support survivors. So in some ways, we aren't surprised. I think our local community and people in general are surprised because they don't know how rampant this is. And what's interesting also is that it's not just one time this is happening to people. This is happening to people multiple times over their lifetime.
How do we reverse this trend, or better yet, how do we put a stop to it?
Well, this is exactly why I'm here. We do need to stop it, and we see domestic violence and sexual assault as part of the bigger picture of oppression. I wish I could just say if we take on sexual assault, if we take on domestic violence, we can get to the zero in our communities. But the fact of the matter is it's about oppression. And it's about gendered violence, and it's part of a bigger picture of as long as there is discrimination and the objectification of women and oppression, these crimes will continue because it's based on power of one over another.
And we should also mention that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, correct?
Yes, it is. And so it's quite fascinating to have something like this come up is the national conversation during a time where we're pausing to recognize the survivors who have had the courage to speak up, speak out, and get out of the bad situations that they're in.
How can we support your organization?
There are many ways people can support what Safe House Center does in our community. To begin, on our website, there's information about volunteering, where you can either work directly with survivors or in a support role. Of course, supporting us through maybe through some donations. Some people certainly have civic groups that try to find things to do for people in our community over the holidays, and that's something that is a great way to show support. Also, just talking about this issue. Oftentimes, survivors want to speak up about what they've experienced, whether it's sexual harassment or sexual assault or domestic violence, but they're so afraid that no one will believe them. Believe someone. Tell them that you are there for them. I think that's the next piece to all of this Me Too awareness, is that we need to stand up and say, I believe you, and I stand with you.
Do you think it's opening up a lot of painful wounds for people to share this?
I think that survivors know what they can talk and think about and what they can't. sometimes I wonder when we talk about things and we say, is this going to be bring up bad feelings for a survivor or cause them to go back to the feelings that they had? And survivors are incredibly resilient and strong. It doesn't mean there aren't survivors that think, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm right back to where this all happened to me. And that will happen. But also, survivors are incredibly strong and resilient people who make a difference in their own lives and their family lives every day by the courage and strength that they show by virtue of what they've gotten through. So while I recognize that this can feel awful for some people, many survivors are saying, thank you for speaking up, thank you for supporting me, and I'm so glad I can finally talk about this in a way that I don't feel shamed or that I am not a normal part of society.
That's a process, though, to get to the point where you don't feel ashamed or you don't feel like it's something you brought upon yourself. And I think it's interesting that you are referring to women who have been sexually harassed or abused as survivors. Is that an important part of the healing process?
Absolutely. I would say that when someone who has experienced harassment or assault or whether it's domestic violence or sexual assault, that for them to call themselves a survivor and to understand why we use the word survivor makes a huge difference. Being a victim, you feel powerless. You feel like, you know, there's nothing you can do. And what we encourage survivors to think about is, yes, this happened to you, and yes, it's terrible and it shouldn't have happened, but we also seek for them to have the tools that they need so that they can get past it in some way. We recognize it's going to be a part of them for the rest of their lives, and that's something that all survivors will speak to, that having that happen to them is part of them forever. But at the same time, they find their way to getting on the other side of it. We don't want this to happen to anybody. If we could end sexual assault and domestic violence by a wave of a wand, we would do that, but that's not going to happen. So at least not anytime soon until we dedicate ourselves to ending oppression overall. But what we can do is we can say, you can get past this. You have the courage. You have the strength. They've already demonstrated the courage and the strength just by coming to us to talk to us about, at Safe House Center, to talk to us about how we can be helpful and help them find ways to piece their lives back together.
Barbara Neesmay, Executive Director of Safe House in Washtenaw County, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU in the Me Too time. As women are sharing, hopefully it will create some change and positive movement.
Thank you for having me.